Hammer time. Go with the funk. It is said if you can't rule the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio.
Welcome to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here today for my father, Dominic. I am here with Rick Pilarski of Frank's Basement Systems. How you doing, Rick?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So we are going to talk about all things Rick and Frank today.
Or all things basement.
All things basement. So, Rick, if you don't know what Frank's does, they do a lot of foundation repairs. So if you have cracks in your foundation, water in your basement, you know, settling foundations, all of that stuff is on Frank's docket. They also do plumbing, right, and everything like that. So why don't you tell us exactly what Frank's does?
Yeah, so we have two divisions. We have Frank's Mr. Plumber, which is run by Frank Sr. He would handle all your plumbing needs. I believe we have 14 plumbers out now. And then we have the division run by his son, which is Frank's Basement Systems, all things basement-y. Cracks, like you said, water, sinking foundations. With the summer being so dry this year, it's been more of the dryness and cracking than it has been, obviously, water penetration into people's basements.
Nice. So if you have any questions for Rick or even for me on anything construction related, I won't be quite as detailed as Dominic is when he answers, but you can call us at 1-800-616-9236, 803-0930 if you're in Buffalo, or you can even text us at 803-0930. So, Rick, before we got started here, we were talking about kind of some of, like you said, those issues that we're seeing right now in the area, and, you know, foundations being a big one of them. Why don't you kind of discuss what, you know, say someone notices a crack in their, you know, foundation, whether it be a poured wall or a block wall, what should be their first step?
Yeah, so they're going to possibly see it there. They could also see it upstairs in their drywall. And sometimes it's just your natural settlement of a home. Typically, when I come to the house, I'm usually advising my customers to look into hiring a structural engineer on their side. What do I mean by their side? There's companies that will bring their own engineer in and, you know, assess the whole job for them. But in my opinion, if I hire the engineer yourself, you have a broader aspect of people that can fix it for you, because they're going to have to follow structural engineer drawings and specs. And a lot of times I'll go to a house and it, you know, I'll tell people they don't need anything, right? They're just scared.
Right.
But there isn't really a problem.
Sure. So, and on that structural engineer aspect, I tell people the same thing in our industry, because a lot of times when someone's quoting a job, you know, like for us, for example, you know, we're building an addition and they either don't have plans or they use, you know, our architect, they get quotes from different people, and the quote can end up being wildly different because there's no set plan. So it's smart, like you mentioned, to have your own structural engineer come in, do an assessment of what the issue is with the foundation, and then that way you can have multiple companies come in and bid exactly the same thing. So you're comparing apples to apples, as opposed to, you know, having five different quotes that have five different, you know, plans, right?
Yeah, or jumping on the first, you know, I don't like saying cheap, but inexpensive estimate. I was just at a job this week. The woman hired a company. They built an entire sunroom addition in the back of her house. The town found out about it, came out, and said nothing was done to plans. There was no drawings. There was no permits. They had to rip it down.
Yeah.
And she spent quite a large amount of money to now have to redo this all over again. So it's, I tell people all the time, you know, make sure you're doing your due diligence to know what steps should be taken. And yep, that engineer is critical, or yep, architectural drawings,
yep,
permits.
Yeah. Those building departments are getting wiser every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also in real estate. So I they're even checking the MLS now for, yep, pictures. You know, a lot of times I've had a lot of customers do something, like you said, put an addition on without permits. They go to sell the house and the building inspector, they get a call from the building inspector saying, hey, that wasn't on the house before. So
yeah, so I was stunned to hear that. This was a first for me to see. She had showed me pictures. I mean, this was a beautiful sunroom.
Mm-hmm.
they had to tear it down.
Yeah. It wasn't us.
No.
So, all right. So one of the other big things these days is helical pilasters. Why don't you talk a little bit about those? They're a huge way to remedy a foundation issue with very minimal invasion, right?
Correct. So helical piers can be put onto a foundation to help support it from sinking anymore, which, you know, we used to say, oh, Amherst is the sinking homes area, but that's really not the case anymore. It's kind of all throughout Western New York. Mm-hmm. The nice part about it is once we lock it in, the house isn't going to drop anymore. We always attempt to lift it back to its natural state, but you can't always do that. So that's always put into the, again, let's go back to the engineer. The engineer specs that right in there. You know, Frank's will attempt to lift. No lift is guaranteed. But what we do know is that once we lock it in, it'll be set in place.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the, you know, the design behind a helical pilaster? Because it's a really big technological advancement in foundation, you know, repair and even foundation design in general. Like I'm able to use them. For example, I'm building a patio roof over an existing concrete patio that someone just had done, because that always inevitably happens, right? People mm-hmm. people put in a brand new, beautiful, stamped concrete patio, and then they call me out and they say, hey, we want to cover this. And they say, okay, good, we're going to have to cut into it, right? Yeah. So the helical pilasters, basically what we're able to do, it's a big, giant screw that we're able to just drill right through that patio and do no damage to the patio at all and get the right you know, foundational support. And why don't you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's obviously a few companies out there that do these helical piers. There's also the importance of looking into not only the company that's going to do the piers, but the warranty on the piers themselves. So we use a pier out of Nebraska. It's called Support Works. That pier is guaranteed under the ground for 75 years. What you don't want to do is, you know, again, go with, oh, well, you know, this guy's considerably less.
Right.
And then 10 years, 15 years later, they come out. They research it, they dig it, and say, oh, we did everything perfect. The pier failed. It yeah. rotted underground, and you're stuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes it's a little better to have spent a little more money than a little less.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much always the case, right?
Yeah.
So, and in terms of, like, the technology behind a helical, basically, like, you know, the layman description, it's a giant screw that gets screwed right into the ground, and there's a computerized analysis that comes out as they're doing so, and based on the PSI test rating that we need in order to, you know, achieve based on the soil we're going to. So soil, to get really complicated, soil has a PSI rating, which is pounds per square inch, and we go with the helical pilaster, say we need to achieve a, you know, 1500 pounds per square foot test rating, we drill that pier into the ground deep enough where the analysis then says, you know, that we've reached that, right?
Correct. So typically most people will say you're going to look to hit bedrock. The real term would be load-bearing strata, mm-hmm. something that's going to be able to hold and support. There's a gauge, as my guy is on the machine, boring that down, like you said, a screw. It's almost like a big, fancy, giant hand just screwing it down into the ground. And once that reading is achieved, we lock it, set it, and then connect it.
Right. And so as far as soil testing goes, a geotechnical firm can actually come out and tell you, you know, exactly what your soil bearing capacity is. So if you live somewhere on, you know, Lake Erie, you're going to have a sandier soil, which is going to have less soil bearing capacity, more along the lines of like 1,500 pounds per square foot. Where if you live out in maybe Clarence near the escarpment and you have bedrock a couple feet down, you're going to have quite a bit higher, maybe 3,000 to 4,000 PSF, right? So that helical pilaster will be, you know, installed determinant on that.
Correct. So once the engineer gets the specs back from the, you know, load from the soils test, that's going to tell us how the depth will be. And then understand, for a home, the depth's always going to be from the footer. So we don't always take the depth from surface area. We take the depth from footer area. So sometimes it can be as little as 6 to 8 feet. And other times it could be as much as 20 to 30 feet.
Right. And the advantage behind this is huge, right? Because, you know, if I'm gonna get in there and dig out a 6 to 8 foot hole for you and fill it with concrete, it's gonna be very invasive. It's gonna be a mess. Whereas this helical pilaster can just be drilled right into the ground as deep as you need it to go.
Yeah, you know, typically we're doing an entire wall, right? So a rear wall of a home, a left wall of a home. We're just digging holes where those piers are gonna be placed. So we don't have to excavate the entire wall out, which is really beneficial. We can leave virgin soil where it is virgin soil. So we can just penetrate that certain area, you know, let's say 8 of them across the back of a wall.
Yeah. So we can talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a quick break here. Again, if you have any questions for me or for Rick, you can call us at 803-0930 or you can text us at 803-0930. And if you're outside of Buffalo, you can always call us at 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after this. Joining us on the line is Carrie Hewitt, branch sales manager at the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. If you listened to the show before, you know that Cortez and Lakeshore have a really great relationship. We send our customers to Lakeshore when they're looking to finance a home improvement project. Carrie, can you tell me about some of the ways that Lakeshore Savings can help people who are thinking about a home improvement project?
Yes, of course, Nick. And thanks again for having me on the show.
Yes, of course.
So as winter's fast approaching, our homeowners are scrambling to get their last-minute home improvement projects completed before the snowfall and the cold. So Lakeshore is still offering the 2.5% fixed rate on our home equity, and that's good for the first year. There's no application fee, no closing costs, and as long as the loan remains open for a minimum of 3 years.
That's awesome. Yeah, my wife and I are actually taking advantage of that right now. We're putting a pool in, and we're actually owe you guys some paperwork. But do you guys, I know with the rates the way they are ever changing, do you guys offer any fixed rate options?
We sure do. So you can lock in your rate at any time. The rates right now are as low as 5%. They run between 5 and 15 years depending on the loan contract.
That's awesome. So, Carrie, thank you for being on the show today. Can you let our listeners know how to reach you guys?
Absolutely. So I'm currently in the office, so if you can reach me right now at 716-646-9480, or you can visit our website at lakeshoresavings.com. We also have our customer service available at 716-366-4070. And again, I'm in the office until noon today, so I'd love to hear from you. It's 716-646-9480.
Thank you, Carrie. And as always, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS Shoes and Orthotics. It's summer and time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain with expertly made and American crafted casual shoes, sandals, and sneakers. You don't need to sacrifice quality and comfort for summertime sandals and sneakers at affordable prices. Love your feet again at SAS Shoes, located conveniently at the Transit Town Plaza. Also, listen in as we talk to experts from People Inc. as they share information on the many programs People Inc. has to offer. People Inc. has programs to help seniors and all people become contributing and active members in their communities. Learn about these programs and more by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11.
Attention veterans. If you were stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, you and your family may be victims of toxic water poisoning. Cancers, birth defects, deadly illnesses have all been linked to the contaminated water. Congress is now holding the government accountable. You could be awarded financial compensation for your suffering, but you must act now. Visit sickvets.com for your free case review by TrueLaw. That's sickvets, like veterans.com. Sickvets.com. Visit sickvets.com.
Most pubs have a football team, a darts team. This pub has a choir, always has, and we are the Choir of Man.
The hottest show, stunning audiences across the globe, has landed at the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino, October 12th to 16th. Join the Choir of Man in the best pub show you've ever been to. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster. Must be 19 or older to attend performances. October 12th to 16th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my good friends at Big L Windows and Doors, located at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, right by the Thruway. The phone number is 716-895-8484, and the website, biglwindows.com. Think of Big L Windows and Doors when you're thinking of windows and doors, and think of Marvin Windows and Therma-Tru Doors. Marvin Windows, we have them in the Come Home to Cortez showroom. They're a great window. We have the Essential Window. It's a fiberglass product, fiberglass in, fiberglass out, fiberglass more stable than vinyl, and they look good too. Check them all out at Marvin Windows at Big L Windows and Doors. 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Look for Bill Horbitt Sr. Tell him Dominic says hi. Ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what they're all about at Big L, with their total trust guarantee, doing the right thing for you. Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. And always remember to buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
A lot of people think a traffic ticket is no big deal, so they do what seems easy and mail it in.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. Everyone gets traffic tickets, but by mailing it in, you're admitting guilt, which means full penalties. And if you've had any other violations, not only will your insurance go up, you could lose your license permanently. If you get a ticket, don't mail it in. Call me.
Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Go to tickettojustice.com or call 261-4977.
Well-appointed luxury suites, an on-site spa to leave you looking and feeling your best, an indoor splash park for the kids, and personalized care for even the most finicky guests.
Toys! Did you tell them about the toys and all of the other pets to play with, too? Tell them about that, too!
No matter what kind of pet you are, there's a place for you here at Creature Comforts Pet Resort. Now with locations in Angola and Tonawanda. Online at creaturecomfortspetresort.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on your job to ensure that your job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof, folks. You can trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. You can schedule online, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the funk. Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. Again, I'm here for my dad this week, Dominic. We're here with Rick Pilarski of Frank's Basement Systems. We're talking about all things basements, foundations, helical pilasters, anything you have, any questions you may have for me as well regarding construction, sunrooms, anything like that. You can call us at 1-800-616-9236 if you're outside of Buffalo, or 803-0930. You can either call or text that number. We actually have a couple of texts right now. One of them says, can you recommend a structural engineer or a company? Rick, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so there's several out there. I just tell people, when you're out researching for engineer, there is true structural engineer, and then there's architectural engineer. So in our aspect of what we need to do, we're looking for that structural engineer. The gentleman I use is, you know, he comes from a family of engineers. I used to work with his grandfather probably 15 years ago. His name's Tim Van Oss. Very good at what he does, very knowledgeable, and his prices are really good. So.
Good. Yeah.
That'd be one person.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of them out there. Rick obviously deals with them pretty often. So, you know, he can probably give you the best answer on that. But we also have another question here that says, so as you stated, you install with no damage to a concrete pad. I assume you're saying that to me in relation to like a construction project. As far as Rick would go, if he had to lift up a foundation wall that's adjacent to a concrete pad, he would do damage to the pad if a helical was used, because he does have to drill a hole right at that foundation wall. Where what I was referring to is, if we were to build a like a porch roof over an existing concrete pad that needs, you know, piers at the front of it to support the roof, we would be able to just drill those helical pilasters right into the concrete where we need that support and then cover it with the post and wrap and all that, so it would not be noticeable. So, but yes, to answer the question, if you want to text and give a little more clarification on what you're looking for an answer on, we can do that for you. But yeah, as far as we go in construction, we would be able to do it with no damage. Where Rick is concerned, because there would be nothing covering the helical pilaster at that point, there would be some damage at that foundation wall. So, all right, Rick, as far as water, I know you guys are no longer in the water mitigation business exterior, right? But
well, some jobs.
Okay.
Yes.
So why don't you? I mean, because that's a huge concern for everyone. I mean, I was even just at a brand new house in a brand new development the other day, and it was waterfront property, if you will. I mean, it's a huge issue for everyone. Even if, I know we have had a dry summer, but why don't you kind of elaborate on what the best course of action there is, in terms of.
Yeah, so it depends on what we're talking about. We have customers that call that have, and of course not this year, super wet backyards. That would be drainage in your yard, perforated pipe, stone, things of that nature. And then there's your traditional, what we call a bubbler. Sending the sump pump out to the road, we do those every single day. Picking up some downspouts, running those out to the road, again, we do those every single day. The big yard drainage jobs we've kind of gotten away from, but we're always willing to come out, take a look, and see if there's anything we can do to help.
Okay. And as far as when you talk about bubblers, I mean, a lot of times people foundation issues stem directly from the most basic aspect of their downspouts from their gutters just running right to their foundation wall, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell you how many times every week you go out to a house and there's a downspout. Go in the house, people invite me in and get water right here in this corner, and you mind if I go outside and take a look, and there's the downspout right pouring into the ground, and there's a 3-foot crevice because it's been pouring there right. For years and years, and of course there's a crack and the concrete is spalling away. A good place to start.
So, to describe that, the water comes down, the downspout sits right there, in the winter probably freezes and thaws, ends up cracking the foundation right there.
Correct.
And then that's where you get your water coming in at all times. The best course of action there, like Rick just mentioned, is to put in a bubbler system that runs to storm sewers. If you don't have storm sewers, you can run it right to like a pit or something like that, right?
Even a splash block, right? They sell those at all right. The big box stores. Yeah. It's 3 feet long. It gets the water far enough away.
Yeah.
Know the topography of your land. Downhill, water runs downhill. It's right. Its ultimate level.
Yeah.
If it's going downhill, you're all good.
Perfect. So, I mean, anybody has questions on those? I know that's a big one. I see that a lot too when I'm out of people's houses. But we have a quick question here from Sandy out in Wheatfield regarding your foundation. How you doing, Sandy?
Hi, good. How are you?
Very good.
I have a raised ranch.
Okay.
So I have like a 3-foot concrete wall that goes around and is exposed in my laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
I had a paver patio put in and a planter built up next to the house. And since then, I have had, I don't know if it's salt or lime or what, coming into the laundry room wall.
So it looks like white and chalky?
Yes.
So it's called efflorescence? Is
right.
The clinical, the term we use. Mineral deposits in the wall are penetrating through. Are you getting water or just the white chalky?
No, just the white chalky stuff.
Yeah, so chances are when they did that outside, they obviously disturbed virgin soil that had been there for many, many, many years. And now the water is finding its way down that wall. And the good news is you're not getting water.
Right.
All right.
How can I get rid of that efflorescence, though?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing there that's going to
paint it.
Yeah, there's nothing there that's going to harm you. I would say first let me ask a couple questions. Is it a poured wall, do you know, or is it a block wall?
It's a poured wall.
Okay. If you just cleaned it up, went to one of the big box stores, got a good paint, let them know you're painting a basement foundation wall, and put it on it, but it is something that might show its face down the road.
Okay. Should it be a waterproofing type paint?
I would recommend a good paint company and get that question through them so you're not using, some generic product.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to go to the news right now, and we'll be back right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. You can see the video at WBEN.com. Demolition of the Great Northern Grain Elevator began yesterday. State Senator Sean Ryan unhappy.
What you see really is the truth, and the truth is that ADM has been lying to the people and to the city of Buffalo, and the city of Buffalo hasn't really tried to figure it out themselves.
Tim Thielman says the city panicked after last year's windstorm damaged the grain elevator. A Buffalo man is charged with a double murder last month. 18-year-old Jameer Woods is accused of shooting three people in a Parker Boulevard apartment in the town of Tonawanda, killing two. Three people have been indicted in connection with the deadly stabbing in Lakeview in July. 26-year-old Jared Adamski is accused of killing 25-year-old Brendan Benoit. Harrison Drozen and Kaylee Skibbick-Shue are accused of luring Benoit to a wooded area. A town hall to help improve the Jefferson Avenue area.
How can urban planners, architects, designers, investors all come together under one space and use urban planning and design to demand more for Black Buffalo, to demand essentially reparations for Black Buffalo.
Jelana Justice Hill says the event takes place at Open Buffalo on Jefferson Avenue at 1 p.m. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic Cortese here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Or better than that, stop in to their showroom in Willitzer Park and check it out there. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
An important message from Medicare.
Medicare savings programs can lower your Part B premium from $170 to $0. With these programs run by your state, you could save on your premium, deductibles, and more, and your Medicare coverage will not change. If you're single with an income of $20,000 or less, or married with an income of $25,000 or less, it's worth it to see if you qualify. Call 1-800-MEDICARE and ask about Medicare savings programs.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Casino Niagara is just plain more fun. Tuesdays are our free play and go slot tournaments. Sessions run every half hour, noon to 7 p.m., with a top prize of $500 in free play for each session. Double the fun on Fridays with Momentum Multiplier Mania. Earn double momentum dollars between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and use them for dining, free play, hotel stays, and more. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Play smart. Casino Niagara. We're just plain more fun.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
So you heard me speak about my friends at NOCO and how they saved the day for me when my condenser failed and I had no AC and no one else could figure out why. Well, guess what? It was a factory defect. They fixed it, and I've enjoyed cool air all summer long. Right now, Hammer Time listeners, you can take care of NOCO's offer to get you comfortable for the fall. Receive $300 off your new AC or furnace with 0% APR financing for 60 months. That's so good, it's worth repeating. $300 off your new AC or furnace system with 0% interest for 5 years. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NOCO has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC or furnace tune-up for just $99. Give them a call today, 716-902-6414. 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate, noco.com/heating and cooling. NOCO, providing healthier air quality since 1933. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. Again, I'm here with Rick from Frank's Basement Systems. We're talking about all things foundations. Any questions you may have for him or for me regarding any construction projects, you can call us at 803-0930 or text us at 803-0930. And if you're outside of Buffalo, you can call us at 1-800-616-9236. So, Rick, before the break, we were talking about how to get ready for winter in terms of your world. So really, what are the main things that you should do? I mean, especially after a dry summer, what are the things you want to do to make sure you're not going to have any issues over the winter?
So it's, you know, always important to run a good test on your sump pump. I go to 3 houses a day average, 5-6 days a week. And just this week alone, I've run into 3 sumps that were not working at all. They just would not operate. And the homeowners had no clue. And when would they have found out? Probably this fall when we had a massive rain. And, of course, they'd be away for the weekend.
Right.
Because it never happens
with a finished basement.
Or it'd be between 9 and 5 when you're at work. So I always say, check the sump pump. Make sure it's operating. If you don't have a backup on your system, look to invest in a backup. They're not inexpensive, but they're a lot better than a flooded basement.
And what do you recommend for a good backup? Like, what are you thinking, like a water backup or?
So everybody has their opinions on backups. There are water backups that are very great and very reliable. They just don't pump a lot, the capacity of water that they can remove from your sump. And sometimes you got to use 2 gallons of water to get one out. And then there's battery backups. And of course, people have opinions on that. All I'll say is my opinion is a good quality battery backup. It will pump almost as much as your primary pump will pump. The new systems, they're called smart sump pumps. There's a little computer on your wall. It tells you when it's good, when it's bad, whether the battery's working or the primary's working. It'll send you a text message. We people's homes and their alarm systems, sump pumps have come a long, long way.
Yeah, nice. So, I mean, it's a really big thing, obviously, especially if you have a finished basement. Obviously, if you've lived in your home for a while, you know whether your sump pump, when it runs, how often it runs. I mean, we were just talking on the break, my sump pump, I live on a hill, so my sump pump's never gone off once in 2 years. But yeah, it's definitely a good procedure. Just like you change your filter on your furnace, that every couple months you go down there and just lift up the float on the sump pump and just make sure that it turns on and off. I mean, even something as silly as it, losing power or something like that can cause tons of damage to your basement. But the backup aspect is a huge one as well. It's something to really consider. As you mentioned, how much are they?
A good quality backup's probably going to be around $1,400, $1,500. And then also for those people, because I see them all the time, a lot of people don't want to put their hand in there. There's, spiders and million leggers and everything. Just get a hose, run the water in with a hose. Some people can't get down to the ground to activate it, or they can't find the activation switch, which I understand. Fill in a 5-gallon bucket, dumping them in slowly, using a hose, anything you can do will definitely help you down the road.
Just make sure that it turns on and pumps that water out of there. But as far as a backup goes, I mean, $1,500 to spend as opposed to remodeling your entire basement, again, is money well spent. So we have another call here. We're going to go to Jeff out in Colden. How you doing, Jeff?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, good. I have a lot of experience with basement systems out of Connecticut. Is that what we're talking about here?
So Basement Systems out of Connecticut is the mother company of, all the basement systems dealer. We are one of the basement systems dealers in Buffalo.
Yeah, and I got to tell you guys are fantastic, because I went to this facility out in, quick story. I went out there to Connecticut. We actually went to the factory and saw how things are done. And the owner, the founder, this guy was on a motocross bike when we showed up, and he was on a professional motocross course doing freaking jumps and flips, and the guy was crazy. Pulls up in front of us, says, "You guys are in for a treat today, going to show you the factory." Was totally blown away. The guy was so innovative, really, really smart. He has, if you go online and you put in Treehouse offices, it goes right to his place. He actually asked his employees, "Where do you guys want to work? If you could work anywhere, where would you work?" They said, "We'd want to work in treehouses." And he actually built a forest in the office. These people are working in trees.
That's cool.
The craziest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Basement Systems is so impressive. If you have, if you've got the money, if you've got the, if you want to do your basement right, this is the only way to go. Their wall systems are incredible. The way that they set these things up, the way that you can, the way that you can, you know, a lot of people make the mistake of wanting to push walls all the way to the edge, you know, get every bit of room out of that basement. No, leave a couple of feet so you can walk behind the walls, so that you can put in speakers, so that you can, you know, do all your maintenance things. It's an incredible system. I would recommend it to anybody. I am floored by it. It's absolutely fantastic. I tell you what, it ain't for everybody, but if you've got water system, if you've got basement problems with moisture and water, this is the only way to go. I mean, they have a fantastic system without going into explaining the gist of it. The bottom line is you can fill the basement with water right to the top, drain it out, and those walls, the floors, everything that you put in there from Basement System will be as it was before the flood, totally cleanable, unbelievable. I love it. Just
that's
a great
awesome
system.
Well, good. Thank Rick, you. Rick's going to have to pay extra for that commercial.
I'll send a Venmo.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jeff. Get any other things you want to talk about?
Nope. I'm just right. Also impressed with Frank's. Very awesome. Good company.
Very good, yes.
I'll chime in quickly. That gentleman's name is Larry Janeski, and he races Baja with his son. He's quite the impressive gentleman. I've Googled Larry Janeski, and the things he's done and the companies he's built is quite impressive.
He's an amazing man. He really is.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You too. All right, Jeff hangs up. That opens up a line for you. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 803-0930 or text us at 803-0930. Or if you're outside of Buffalo, you can call at 1-800-616-9236. So any questions for me or for Rick regarding construction or basements, waterproofing, anything like that. Rick, anything else that you have that you want to bring up as far as getting ready for winter?
I feel like that guy just stole my thunder.
I think he gave you thunder.
He did give me thunder. Thank you.
I can't really be sure that wasn't Larry Janeski himself.
Well, I know Larry, so that definitely wasn't Larry. But, yeah, you know, I appreciate all the compliments. And a lot of it is true, right? We talk about it when we're on jobs where, God forbid, Mother Nature decided to put water into your basement somehow. Our products can get wet. They don't get moldy. They, you know, they're built to be in a basement. So again, I appreciate that. And again, when it comes to sump pumps, you know, new home buyers, that's another big one, right? So you just bought the house, you're trying to learn the house. What are you thinking? You know, well, we got to do this bathroom. We want to do the kitchen. I want to do the floors. Most people aren't thinking about their sump pump in their basement.
Yeah.
Just give it a peek. Yep. Make sure it's working. Yep. Make sure it's operating. And you know, again, think about a backup depending on your situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge thing. Even if, like Rick said, I mean, a new sump pump can cost you $100 to $200, something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's worth, just like you change the locks when you buy a new house, change your sump pump, because you don't know what people did down there before, if it was working, if it is working, how old it is, all of that stuff. So it's definitely something to consider. We have another call. Oh, no, we don't. We're going to go to a break here really quickly, and we will be back right after this. You know that smell. Ew, that smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time of the year. That smell is dust. Dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites that have been settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. It's still summer on the calendar and in the air right now. Those nights will be cooling down, and before you know it, the furnace is kicking on. Folks, all that unhealthy contamination burns off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what's remaining in your air duct system. Indoor Air has been helping people across our entire listening area breathe easier for the past 29 years, and what they have to offer can not only improve your health, but give you peace of mind and reduce stress. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. How you doing, Peter?
Yeah, really good, Nick. And yeah, that was a great description of what happens soon. I'm not trying to rush the temperatures to change, of course, because, you know, we are backed up about 3 weeks, but we have a priority move-up system if you have allergies, sinus, asthma, and flexibility in your schedule because we ramp up here. But yeah, it's a great time to get the ducts thoroughly cleaned and sanitized, and I emphasize thoroughness because they're still in our 30-year history. We have we're referred by over 100 contractors like yourself and Rick's company as well. Shout out to Rick. And 28 of them used to be competitors, you know, and that's how bad the equipment is out there. So, yeah, get your ducts cleaned. And anyhow, yeah, you had that done not too long ago.
I did, yeah. It was at my old house. And like I've mentioned a few times, I cannot believe what it did for both my allergies as well as, you know, the cleanliness of the house. It's crazy how much dust comes out of your vents every day and builds up on all of your stuff. So even if you don't have allergies, just the aspect from cleaning is huge. So, Peter, what else does Indoor Air do that helps people breathe easier?
Okay, my favorite device is the medical-grade air purifier, which is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. Now, after 2.5 years of annoying COVID, everybody's kind of heard of HEPA-filtered air purifiers, and quite frankly, they're not very efficient. So we have a much better technology. It's called DFS, and there's portables that cover 1,200 square feet, and there is ones that fit on your furnace to cover the whole house, and now there's another one to cover 500 square feet. So it's amazing. And lastly, we have amazing high-capacity dehumidifiers, and Rick can attest to how well these work versus our standard Chinese fire starters.
Nice. So everybody's favorite time of this commercial, what is the special Hammer Time discount for today?
Okay, so going backwards on the duct cleaning, depending on the size of your home and the age, you can save anywhere from $90 to $150 off for the medical-grade air purifiers, the portables, $300 off, the whole house unit, $500 off, and lastly, the high-capacity dehumidifier, $250 off from Indoor Air plus a $100 manufacturer's rebate, so that's $350 off on those units.
That's awesome. Indoor Air Professionals is prepared to get you breathing easier, but you have to call today, 683-3000, that's right, 683-3000, and speak to Peter at Indoor Air Professionals today in order to take advantage of these great savings.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
With the high cost of gas and groceries, families are making difficult choices. At Isaac, we believe you shouldn't have to hold on to an old, inefficient furnace because of cost. Experience improved home comfort this winter with Isaac. The easy choice to save on a new furnace and your energy bills. Get a Rheem furnace installed this fall for payments as low as $69 a month. Isaac is the easy choice for home comfort. Visit isaacheating.com today.
Gates Vascular Institute is the place for best-in-class cardiac care. Here, as the first hospital in Western New York to offer minimally invasive advanced valve replacement, we've helped 2,500 people find hope for the treatment of heart valve disease. Thousands of our patients live in greater comfort because of cutting-edge therapies pioneered right here by our specialists. Our world-renowned team has worked and innovated to achieve higher success rates than any other hospital in our region. And our cardiac experts are enrolled in numerous research studies to offer new and promising treatment options to keep hearts healthier. Gates Vascular Institute is the place for life-saving cardiac care, and we're ready for the moment you need us. Learn more today at kaleidahealth.org/GVI.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again, and now we're making it affordable again. Come out and test drive on one of our outstanding selection of recliners. We have small lady-sized recliners, large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heat and massage, and even a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. But let's say you find the perfect chair and wonder if it's available at a lower price online. That's not an issue at Town & Country Furniture. We price match Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Check out our two-sided mattresses that last twice as long as others. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my good friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yeah, give them a call today if you'd like to talk to them about a new garage door, an epoxy-coated floor, or organizing your garage. They've got discounts for you. 716-715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. What are the discounts, Dominic? Well, how about $100 off a new garage door? How about combining that with an epoxy floor and saving $300? And if you combine that all together with a organized storage cabinet, how about a $500 savings? That's right. Buy all three and save $500. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio, Gorilla Garage Gear, 716-715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Everything's 20 minutes away in Buffalo, right?
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Alan Harris is the extra set of eyes you need in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take to
beat
clear
the
out.
Slowdowns by getting notifications to your phone from Alan in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
On air and on your phone when you need it. WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Fall into cash progressive drawings are only at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel in September. Cash drawings nightly with big cash drawings each Saturday leading up to the $20,000 cash drawing on September 24th. For details on promotions and events, find them on Facebook or at BataviaDownsGaming.com. Dine, play, and stay at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, the area's premier entertainment destination.
Batavia Downs is more, lots more.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. We have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
They're the same local financial guys and tax lady you've come to know and trust, but now they're on longer. Don't miss the Financial Guys show with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, Saturdays from 1 till 3, followed by Ask the Tax Lady with Esther Goulias from 3 till 4. Finances and taxes from the local experts you trust. Saturday afternoons from 1 till 4 on News Radio 930 AM WBEN. A new voice on the radio in Buffalo.
We're not more divided than we were during the Civil War. Hell, we're not more divided than we were when you had the minority in the colonies that were pushing to establish a new country. We're not any more divided now than we were then.
Dana Lash, weeknights 7 till 10, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? I'll tell you. Natural light and fresh air, that's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, folks, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air skylights from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com, located on Seneca Street, on Sheridan Drive and Sheridan, Delaware. Stop in, tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Randy, it seems everybody's working for the weekend.
Exactly, and that's where we come in.
Yep, Western New York wakes up weekend mornings to Buffalo's early news.
Just as it does Monday through Friday.
I'm Hank Nevins, your Saturday morning host from 6 to 9.
And I'm Randy Bushover at your service Sunday morning from 8 to 10.
It's your weekend wake-up call with news, AccuWeather, sports, and more.
Like Liveline interviews, new movies, local entertainment, and Western New York events.
Saturday mornings with me, Hank Nevins.
And Sunday morning with me, Randy Bushover on WBEN.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here with Rick Pilarski of Frank's Basement Systems. I want to say thank you to Rick and thank you to everyone for listening to the show this week. Dominic will be back next week. Don't worry, you don't have to listen to me twice. If you do have any questions for us, you can reach us at our website at www.cortez.net, or you can watch the TV show on Sunday mornings at 10:30. And obviously, Dominic will be back here. Again, I want to say thank you to Rick Pilarski of Frank's Basement Systems for being our guest today. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios, this is News Radio 930 WBEN. The station Buffalo turns to when you need it the most. Awarded the prestigious National Edward R. Murrow Journalism Award for coverage of breaking news. News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. You can see the video at WBEN.com. Demolition of the Great Northern Grain Elevator began yesterday. State Senator Sean Ryan unhappy.
What you see really is the truth, and the truth is that ADM has been lying to the people and to the city of Buffalo, and the city of Buffalo hasn't really tried to figure it out themselves.
Tim Thielman says the city panicked after last year's windstorm damaged the grain elevator. A Buffalo man is charged with a double murder last month. 18-year-old Jameer Woods is accused of shooting three people in a Parker Boulevard apartment in the town of Tonawanda, killing two. Three people have been indicted in connection with the deadly stabbing in Lakeview in July. 26-year-old Jared Adamski is accused of killing 25-year-old Brendan Benoit. Harrison Drozen and Kaylee Skibbick-Shue are accused of luring Benoit to a wooded area. A town hall to help improve the Jefferson Avenue area.
How can urban planners, architects, designers, investors all come together under one space and use urban planning and design to demand more for Black Buffalo, to demand essentially reparations for Black Buffalo.
Jelana Justice Hill says the event takes place at Open Buffalo on Jefferson Avenue at 1 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western.